All right, students, welcome to the class, grammar class this time. And we continue with countable and uncountable nouns. This is our second class on countable and uncountable nouns, but it's that kind of grammar topic that seems really easy, but it's actually not, because a lot of times students make mistakes, and since grammatically speaking, it is an easy topic, it would be a big shame to make a mistake in this topic. This is why we continue studying countable and uncountable nouns. Page 140, Unit 70, in your Murphy Grammar book. Incidentally, I think Murphy Grammar is one of the best grammar books, but you're free to study and prepare for classes as you wish, because this class is not mandatory, haha, but exam is, and I am the one who prepares exam. So, I mean, it's just common sense to follow the class of the professor who prepares the exam. But of course, you don't need to. If you don't, you don't. I'll see you at exam anyway. All right. So countable and uncountable nouns 2. Let's read together. As always, I request active participation, which means you speak out loud, you repeat, you pronounce, you repeat again, etc., etc., whatever helps you to get ahead with your language acquisition. All right. Many nouns can be used as countable and uncountable nouns, usually with a difference in meaning. Compare. Did you hear a noise just now? Means a specific noise. This is a countable noun, right? Which means you can say noises. Uncountable, though, is I can't work here. There's too much noise. Noise in general, and noise in general is uncountable. Interesting. This is where this grammar part gets tricky, right? All right, let's continue. Countable. I bought a paper to read, which means a newspaper. Yeah, we say paper for newspaper. Uncountable. I need some paper to write on, which means material for writing on. He talks about real paper, just an actual paper. All right, let's continue. Countable. There's a hair in my soup, which means one single hair. And in this case, it's countable. So you never say my hairs are beautiful, because that means you have like 3 or 4 on your head. All right. Uncountable. You've got very long hair, not hairs. That means all the hair on your head. Okay, countable. You can stay with us. There's a spare room, means a room in the house. But uncountable is you can't sit here. There isn't room. And in this case, room means space. Good. I had some interesting experiences while I was traveling, which means things that happened to me. Experiences in this case is things that happened to me, so it becomes countable. Tricky, right? Whereas uncountable is they offered me the job because I had a lot of experience, not experiences. He's not talking about things that happened to him. He talks about his successes and things like this. So that's experience. All right, countable. Enjoy your trip. Have a good time. Uncountable. I can't wait. I don't have time. Right? In this case, you can't count it. All right. A little more on the subject. Coffee, tea, juice, beer, etc. drinks are normally uncountable. So, for example, I don't like coffee very much. Who doesn't like coffee? Especially in Italy, right? Or especially in Trieste. So many people drink coffee every day, and I think that's one of the most things that people miss during this lockdown, right? You can go out and have a cup of coffee. Well, now you can get a takeaway. But I think that's one of the things I really miss about not being able to go out to a coffee bar and get myself a cup of tea. What about you guys? What do you miss the most? All right. But you can say a coffee, which means a cup of coffee, or two coffees, which means two cups. For example, two coffees and an orange juice, please, you would say at a local bar. I think this is pretty clear, but if you didn't know any of the words mentioned above, memorize them. So what I would suggest you do is pause this lesson and make up sentences with a noise, noise, a paper, paper, a hair, hair, and etc. All right, moving on to letter B. The following nouns are usually uncountable. There are things to memorize for you. Let's read them. Accommodation, and mind the spelling, double C, double M. Accommodation. Advice, baggage, behavior, bread, chaos, damage, furniture, information, luck, luggage, news, permission, progress, scenery, traffic, weather, work. You cannot use A or N with these nouns. I'm going to buy some bread or a loaf of bread, not a bread. Or, enjoy your holiday. I hope you have good weather, not a good weather. These nouns are not usually plural, so we do not say breads, furnitures, etc. Where are you going to put all your furniture, not furnitures? Or, let me know if you need more information, not informations. News is uncountable and not plural. Isn't that interesting? The news was very depressing, not the news were. We call it in grammar, it's called singularia tantum. Means that it's news sounds plural, but it actually takes a singular verb, all right? So the news was very depressing. Travel, noun, means traveling in general, and it's uncountable. We do not say a travel to mean a trip or a journey. For example, they spend a lot of money on travel, or we had a very good trip or journey, not a good travel. Let's compare these countable and uncountable nouns. Countable, I'm looking for a job. Uncountable, I'm looking for work, not a work. What a beautiful view. Or what beautiful scenery. It's a nice day today. Versus it's nice weather today. We had a lot of bags and cases. A lot of bags and cases. Or we had a lot of baggage and luggage. These chairs are mine versus this furniture is mine. That's a good question versus that's good advice. All right, well, my advice to you here is to learn as much as possible by heart, right? Memorize. Memorize, memorize, memorize. That's all you can do to actually remember things, because sometimes, like in the case of these uncountable nouns, like luggage, progress, permission, I think you might have a doubt if you don't know for sure. So this is why this table there is for you to memorize, kind of like the irregular verbs I've been telling you to do for so many classes at the beginning. I got so tired of saying it, but hey, don't forget to learn those irregular verbs. All right, let's move on to the exercise part of this audio lesson. On the next page, page 141. Let's see, which of the underlined parts of these sentences is correct? 70.1. Let's read the example. Did you hear a noise just now? No, I didn't hear anything. A noise is correct, right? Because it's a specific singular noise, right? Remember the definition. Well, you can open both PDFs, right? So if you need to look, you can. This is not an exam. All right, number two. A, if you want to know the news, you can read paper or a paper. A minute to decide. Okay, so if you want to know the news, you can read paper or a paper. We know that paper, plural, uncountable, is the actual paper that you print things on, whereas a paper is a newspaper. So a paper is correct. Letter B. I want to print some documents, but the printer is out of paper or papers. A minute to decide. All right. I want to print some documents, but the printer is out of paper. In this case, paper is correct, uncountable paper, because we actually need the actual paper, not newspaper, for the printer. Number three, a light comes from the sun. A minute to decide. All right. Light comes from the sun, right? Because light, uncountable, is light in general, but a light is just one light, right? So not one light, not one ray of light comes from the sun, but light comes from the sun. Good. Letter B. I thought there was somebody in the house because there was light on inside. A minute to decide. All right. I thought there was somebody in the house because there was a light on the inside. All right. In this case, it's a light because that's a certain light, not all general lights. All right. Number four. A, I was in a hurry this morning. I didn't have time or a time for breakfast. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I was in a hurry this morning and I didn't have time for breakfast, right? Time in general. Good. B, did you have a good holiday? Yes, we had wonderful time or a wonderful time. A minute to decide. All right. Did you have a good holiday? Yes, we had a wonderful time, right? That specific moment in time. That's why we're going to use an article, a singular article, right? Okay, let's move on. Number five. This is nice room or this is a nice room. Did you decorate it yourself? A minute to write it down. All right. This is a nice room, of course, because there's a qualificative adjective and also a specific room, right? This is a nice room. Also because room is countable, so rooms. Good. Number six. Sue was very helpful. She gave us some very useful advice or advices. Take a peek on your previous PDF and write down your answer. 1 minute. Okay, Sue was very helpful. She gave us some very useful advice. Advice is, of course, uncountable. Good. Number seven. Did you have nice weather or a nice weather when you were away? I mean, to write it down. All right. Did you have nice weather when you were away? Right? Weather is uncountable, therefore, no article. Good. Number eight. We were very unfortunate. We had bad luck or a bad luck. A minute to decide. All right. We were very unfortunate. We had bad luck. Again, luck is an uncountable noun, therefore we cannot use an article before in front of it. Good. Number nine. Is it difficult to find a work or a job at the moment? A minute to write it down. All right. Is it difficult to find a job at the moment, right? Because between work and job, job is a countable noun. So you can say jobs, but you don't say works. Well, you do, but this is a different situation. All right, number 10. Our travel or journey from Paris to Moscow by train was very tiring. Is it travel or journey? A minute to decide. Right. Our journey from Paris to Moscow by train was very tiring. All right. Number 11. When the fire alarm rang, there was total chaos or a total chaos. A minute to decide. right. When the fire alarm rang, there was total chaos or a total chaos? Now, is chaos accountable or uncountable now? It's uncountable, right? You don't say chaos. Sounds almost normal, but no, it's not. So you say there was total chaos. Good. Number 12. I had to buy a bread or some bread because I wanted to make some sandwiches. A minute to write the answer down. Okay, remember, bread is not countable, so it's uncountable. But you can always use some to mean just a little bit, right? So we say, I had to buy some bread because I wanted to make some sandwiches. Wow. Number 13, bad news don't or bad news doesn't make people happy? Okay. Bad news. Remember, news seems like a plural noun, but it really is not. Or better, it takes a singular verb with it. So it's a plurilaria tantum, which means that it's a plural noun, which takes up a singular verb. All right. Which means news is, not news are. Therefore, bad news doesn't make people happy. So logical. Number 14. Your hair is, or your hairs are, too long. You should have it or have them cut. A minute to write it down. All right, again, I think we talked about this a couple of minutes ago. Your hair, the hair on your head, assuming that you have a typical kind of a bunch of hair, it's right? So hair is. But if you say hairs are, it means that you have three hairs on your head, or three, four. That's sounds funny. All right. So the correct answer is your hair is too long. You should have it cut. All right, last but not least, number 15. The damage or the damages caused by the storm will cost a lot to repair. A minute to write the answer down. Now, the damage, meaning general damage, caused by the storm will cost a lot to repair. So, the damage. All right, how did you guys do? Was it easy? Was it difficult? I think it's a little trickier, a little more difficult than the previous class on countable and uncountable nouns. But the best way to ace it, or the best way to not make mistakes, is to memorize all of the uncountable nouns that are on your PDF Unit 70. All right. That said, let's continue this grammar fun, and we go into 70.2. Complete the sentences using the following words. Use plural, S, where necessary.